Very good. Good afternoon.
Really do appreciate your time. First, as always, we get into those programming highlights. What's the highlight for us?
Well, there's a few. On the ABC, QI returns to finish off the season that was interrupted earlier in the year, Wednesday night at 10:20. Restoration Australia comes to a close on Sunday night at 7:40. And Q&A finishes next Monday at 9:35 for the year. Over on Nine, Australian Crime Stories comes to a close tonight at 8:30. And the ARIA Awards will screen tomorrow night on Nine. And over on Seven, SAS Australia finishes tonight at 7:30. And what a rip. I've seen the episode. If you've enjoyed the series, the finale will not disappoint. And SAS UK then starts directly after the finale, but then will move next week and air on 7/8. Britain's Got Talent ends on Wednesday. And finally, Home and Away checks out for the year with a triple episode next Monday night.
So there's some programming highlights to look forward to, because then, of course, we turn our attention to summer programming. And how many repeats of The Big Bang Theory are we going to see over the next 3 months?
Well, we've been seeing that show repeated on 10 Peach for the last couple of months, and there'll be plenty more repeats coming up. But the 2020 television rating season ends officially this Saturday, November the 28th, and viewers can expect summer sport, of course, to dominate the airwaves, with Nine serving the Australian Open tennis tournament. Well, are they? But that's up in the air a little bit at the moment. And Seven hitting us with the Big Bash League and Test Cricket. Now, surrounding those key events will be a raft of new programming and returning shows, including the much-anticipated return of the US sitcom Young Sheldon. Nine have plenty of episodes to go. Race Around the World will return for a second season on Nine, airing double episodes on Thursday, the 3rd of December at 8:30. 60 Minutes will actually continue to air new episodes, which they don't normally do. A couple more episodes going into summer. Nine also has RBT, Desert Vet will be back for a new season as well. Across the suite of Nine channels, the network will also air the controversial series Labour of Love, plus Carols by Candlelight, Country House Hunters Australia, Chicago Med and Escape to the Chateau. Now, Seven will continue with new episodes of The Amazing Race, Station 19 and Chicago Fire, and return Motorway Patrol, Dogs Behaving Very Badly, and 10 Years Younger in 10 Days. But do remember with Seven, they have the Big Bash League from December the 10th, so they only really have about a week and a half of programming to fill. So some of those programs I mentioned will be late night. Seven's multi-channels will keep the non-cricket fans entertained. They've got a whole heap of shows still airing with new episodes. New series of One Lane Bridge will air on 7/2 after Murdoch Mysteries. That's a drama. It's actually quite good. And Seven Flex will resume the latest season of Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta. And, of course, they have Seven Mate has the SAS UK, as I mentioned. So there is quite a lot of shows on the multi-channels, and then a few other shows to surround the sport as well.
So plenty to look forward to over the summer period. Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us this afternoon. SBS up front, what's on for 2021? What can we look forward to from the SBS front?
So much. I've got about 6 or 7 pages, so let's condense this down to a couple. So with the Australian drama, though, because that's something to look forward to when networks are putting on new Australian dramas, so they've got one called Copping It Black. A detective investigates a suspicious car accident that leads to an Indigenous community she left as a child. Clues start leading to her own family. There's a new series called New Gold Mountain, a new drama series in the Bendigo Goldfields, 1855. So that'll be a new drama series, which looks very good. Here's an interesting one, Iggy and Ace. Iggy and Ace are two young gay alcoholics who live, work and play together, inseparable by design. When Ace starts to suffer debilitating panic attacks, he turns up at a gay chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous, determined to get sober. That's the basis of a whole show. There you go. The Tailings, when a man is found face down in a lake outside a remote tight-knit mining town, an inquest finds the death was an accident, a verdict many people in town were happy to accept. And the unusual suspects, when a $16 million necklace is taken in an elaborate heist, women from vastly different walks of life come together to ensure justice is served. A new international drama, you'll have to go onto the TV Black Box site to get a synopsis of these shows, but a couple, The Sister, Shadow Play, Bloodlands and Romulus look very good. Returning international drama for next year, Vikings is back, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Everyone's looking forward to The Handmaid's Tale. They'll be back for season 4. Why Women Kill and War of the Worlds. There's a whole heap of new Australian commissioned documentaries, but the only one I'll mention is See What You Made Me Do. It's a landmark documentary series that ignites a crucial conversation about domestic abuse. Returning Australian commissioned documentaries, there'll be more Untold Australia, Australia in Colour, Who Do You Think You Are, and Every Family Has a Secret. And finally, in entertainment, they'll have the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras next year, the Eurovision Song Contest, Mastermind will be back, and Celebrity Mastermind as well. That's with Jennifer Byrne. So all happening next year on the SBS Upfront. I've done a very, very detailed account of everything across SBS on the website. So just go into TV Black Box and then just type in SBS and all those sort of stories will come up.
Well, you've gone that long, we've actually gone into the breakfast show. I mean, but there is a lot to get through, which is fine. And just finally, Aaron, as you say, go onto the website for all the details because there is plenty to look forward to with the SBS. Just very quickly, 2023 Ashes. We're still, what is that, 3 years away, but maybe going back to the home of cricket, as it was called at one stage, maybe?
Yes, no, it definitely is. Channel 9 have picked up the 2023 Ashes series. It's just worth mentioning because obviously Nine have gone out of the cricket play with everything going to Seven. But yeah, Nine dipping their toe back in with the Ashes series in 2023. But that feels like so far away now.
It does, doesn't it? Hey, Aaron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. As always, you can check out everything at tvblackbox.com.au. Let's do it all again next week.
Hopefully. See you then.
It is Aaron Ryan joining us on Gold Central Victoria.